And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the very, very busy San Diego Landings. And as you'll see from the camera on Facebook and YouTube Live, in Point Loma, we have a great guest, literally stepped right off the tomahawk, Captain Dave Ibrahim. He's got fresh information for you, and we're going to be talking some great stuff here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Sports Grid Radio Network. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years. Ford F-Series, featuring gas, hybrid, or all-electric. These are deals you've been waiting for. So don't wait. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a rad day today's going to be. I love something like this. It's never easy to get a guy like Captain Dave, who's on the water all the time on the show during mid-season, let alone the boat literally backed in with a bunch of blue fins, and here he is this morning. It's going to be a rad show. I can't wait.
Yeah, for sure. And good morning, Captain Dave.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. And you. As you saw from the camera, the outdoors on Facebook and YouTube Live, it's a very busy morning in San Diego, including you, right? You came in at 6 a.m.?
Yes, boys are still down there cleaning the boat.
Cleaning the boat, yeah. And RP came in, the Islander came in, looked like the Vagabond was in, and Tomahawk, of course, Pacific Queen, and boy, it was a busy morning.
Busy, a lot of movement, a lot of action here.
Yeah, a lot of processes are busy today.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah. And you had a great trip.
Yeah, worked out well.
That's
definitely some filter and nighttime stuff again, so jigs getting back in the water, and yeah, making sure your jig game is strong, and some daytime stuff too. So definitely a couple of different angles to land a couple of these fish.
Yeah. So what was the hot deal? What were the guys catching them on?
Oh man, you know, it was across the board. I know it was a rent rod charter, so each one of them picked out a different jig. I felt like, and you know, the tungsten one, I felt like was sticking out quite a bit.
Yeah,
and it could have been the
Smaller tungsten.
Smaller tungsten.
Yeah,
exactly. And that could have just been for the reason that there was probably more of those being fished.
Uh huh.
But that, and then, you know, this 30-pound fish. So it was kind of like you get warmed up with the 30-pound fish, 40-pound fish, and then kind of set yourself up for the Super Bowl nighttime fish.
So
having the good stuff and in proper gear, it worked out well. I know they rented all the rods, and you know, Fisherman's Landing has always had the good stuff, and it matters. You know,
great weather, too. Hooked.
Weather, exactly. It was kind of just...
It was almost too good, you said.
Almost eerie. It was almost too good.
Yeah, cool.
No wind.
It was
hard to fly the kite.
Hard to fly the kite, yeah.
You deserved a little bit of a break. You've had some... There's been some bump and some swell the last...
Yeah, it's not supposed to be like
that. Yeah, exactly.
Right,
yeah, well, it was definitely some... felt like bull riding a couple trips, being in the wheelhouse. But, you know, overall, still... able to make a catch, so that was the big thing.
Another thing, too, is that tomahawk. I mean, you guys, you're not on a little charter boat. You know, that's a big boat that handles weather very well.
Yep.
It's very comfortable.
Yep.
So, I mean, nobody likes fishing when it's, you know, when it starts getting up there 20 knots plus, but a boat like that can sure make a big difference when it's very comfortable and it's
absolutely
very dry and it's very big and bump around the guys. I mean, that boat in particular really handles it well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It mattered for sure.
Definitely.
It helped out.
So tell us about the tomahawk. It's relatively like a couple of years now that you've been running the boat,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. But, second season.
So in the terms of the whole fleet, it's kind of relatively new guy on the block, right?
Yeah, exactly. Of course, being in, you know, numerous wheelhouses since my whole
sure
in this industry, but you know, taking the reins and being, you know, the head guy, the boss, it's been fun and learning curve and listening to all the old wise men that I learned from. It's like everything they said, it's panning out for
yeah
sure.
Who's kind of your mentor on that?
I'd say a big part was Brian Kiyohara,
you work for
Ray,
Brian,
and
right?
Sam, exactly. And it's of course all the other wheelhouses. I mean, I feel like you take tidbits from each one, and it's, you know, it dates back to when I worked with JJ. It's like the fish handling. It's like these things it just sticks with you.
Yeah.
And then here I am doing the same thing, barking at the crew. And
look at you now.
Oh, yeah.
Dave had such an interesting background in that, you know, when I know you were going to school for a real big license, which let you be available like to freelance for a lot of guys, and you got to spend time and literally most of the long range fleet. So I mean, what a great, like you say, background. I mean,
exactly.
Sure, you spent a ton of time with Keo and Ray, but I mean, just to get to see how all of the top operations run their operations,
and then
to have your own, like, what a great background.
It's funny how things shape out, because that was exactly it. And being hungry and knowing I wanted to try to do the land stuff or tugboat, but being home a little more, having little man, and it's like, find myself back in it once this industry grabs you. But it's the purpose.
What's it like having your own boat now?
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot on the table, and
is,
just
man.
You're trying to please and train up young guys so, you know, this industry can continue. So definitely gathering up some of these youngsters that want to work, that, you know, aspire to do this. And I feel like that's definitely what's happening right now. I have some young guys that are fired up on working and catching fish. So it's good things to come, for sure.
That's great.
Yeah, you said something that I don't know why it never resonated until now, but you're like, oh, just trying to please. But, boy, you're right. Like, your position in particular, you got to keep, obviously, your passengers happy and on fish. And you got to keep your crew happy. You got to keep the processors happy. You got to keep the landing happy. It's like, man, your job is just 100% making sure everybody's all good.
That is it. That is it.
Pleasing everybody.
Please.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, you know, the family on land. It's like
of
everything.
Course.
But, I mean, it's you find ways to adapt. And it just somehow works out in the end. It's
you
meant to be.
It,
that's it.
Yeah. So Tomahawk's running pretty much charter or open party trips out of Fisherman's Landing,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know we're getting hit up for charter dates next year. And I mean, how it is, I've yet to make the schedule, but it's one of these gigs. If it's someone that wants to charter the boat, if there's days that are liked, it's put him in now. Put him in now.
Make
it now. And it's as simple as me making the open party schedule around that. Once you have the core of who wants what days, you know, then the rest can come.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For sure. So mostly day and a half, 2 day trips?
Mostly day and a half and 2 day. You try to base the schedule, at least me making the schedule off the previous year, you know, months and looking at my log and, you know, moon stuff. And it's, I feel like this year, I feel like a 2.5 day, 3 day was, it was needed, just on the note that, you know, that 1 day and a half, it's like, it's nice to have more time. So
yeah.
I think I'll filter in a few more 2.5s. I think the two-day angle, leaving at 11 a.m., that's a good angle when there's nighttime stuff. So
yeah.
It's just, it's hard to predict what the season's going to be, but, I mean, day and a half, I feel like, are the minimum that I'd like to do, which we still have a couple overnights, which are fine, and you know, we always make those work, but definitely that day and a half angle at the minimum.
Yeah.
Just having time to be able to, I mean, frankly, to be able to swing and miss.
Sun up to sundown.
And still have opportunity to catch them on the next, you know, whatever it is. Like,
yep, exactly.
Because you're on the grounds, and there's nothing replaces time, and obviously, you've done it more than most. Like, you can show up and whatever, put the anchor down and start catching right away, but there's sure a lot of times when it takes the current shifter, it takes them going from day to night or vice versa or whatever, and having that extra time in your back pocket.
It definitely helps. Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing is, it's, you know, a lot of us work together here in the industry and you know, finding out info and all that stuff. It's like everything works out somehow, somewhere.
Yeah,
it's funny how it is.
It's amazing to me how fast the word got out on Tomahawk, too, and you.
No doubt.
I mean,
right? For real.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, really, and like we talked about, it's a really young operation, and being only 2 years old compared to other guys in the fleet. But, man, it's like you guys are busy already.
It's a treat.
But you guys did a lot of work on the boat last year, right?
We did.
That's what I want to say. Like, it was a boat that had a little bit of struggle with ownership and previous and whatever else you say, to like 2 years, the machinery and the equipment and the crew, and most importantly, like, how well everybody steps off that boat, loves it. It's been an amazing transformation.
Yeah, it has. And what kind of things did you do to the boat when you guys?
We basically took everything off of the house, took it down to bare wood pretty much, and just did a bunch of, you know, fiberglass and beefed it up and just made sure everything was sound. And then along with putting, you know, new stuff on the roof, new antennas, and just making sure it was sound to at least get info we need and not have anything leaking on the roof and stuff like that. So we redid the whole house. And this next year, I keep throwing the idea around of, you know, with this whole repower thing, it's obviously that's going to be the main one. But, you know, redoing the galley, it's like, you know, I want to do it all at once, but knowing that financial stuff, everything has to be planned accordingly.
So repower
this year, though. Wow.
That's I know we are waiting on feedback from the mechanic to see, and it's, it's on the radar. It just depends on, you know, getting the motors and making sure we set up a date to get those things in. So it's on the radar.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Now, how many do you carry on an open party trip?
For the 2 days, we take, the boat can sleep 31.
Wow.
Passengers, six crew. But for 2 days, we take 28. And I think next year, making the schedule, I want to take a few more people off. Just on the note that it's
like an ultra limited
just
load.
Ultra limited load.
People are willing to pay a little bit more and have a better experience.
That's exactly what I mean. And if it means a load of 24 or 25 or 22 or, you know, just less.
On that boat.
That's what I mean. It's
a big boat.
It's, you know, day and a half. Right now we do 28 on the 2 days and 29 on the day and a halves. And just to have a couple extra bunks and, you know, maybe they can store the gear on it or whatever it may be. But next year, I think the angle is going to be a little lighter load, a little more on the ticket price. But like you said, it helps.
It's worth it.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. And then as far as charter dates, like you just, the one you got off this morning was only 20 people, right?
20 people.
How cool is that?
Bachelor party.
Bachelor party.
Oh, they enjoyed themselves.
Yeah.
They enjoyed themselves.
Drank a couple beers.
I would say moderation, but it might have been a step up from
but they caught fish.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. The first night it was like, you know, wondering if they were going to be at the rail, but sure enough, they were at the rail all the time.
Out, huh?
Yeah.
Nobody went overboard.
Nobody,
that's a good thing. Yeah.
Everything was good.
It's a good thing the weather was good.
Oh, we had to keep a good eye on them, but they handled it well.
Now, it sounded like, too, you were saying that you guys got a little taste of everything. It's not just a nighttime game or it's not just a, you know, a daytime thing. Like, you guys got little pieces of everything.
Exactly.
How nice is that?
It was very nice. I mean, there was a couple of times when it was biting and, you know, half the guys were asleep, but it was, you know, it's this guy's trip, so tell the crew, drop a line in and at least try to get some of these things to bite. Yeah, so it was fun.
Oh, cool.
You had fish up to 80 pounds.
We had a couple that were even bigger. I know
that. Oh, that's right. You said you had a 200
pound. Yeah, we did, and it was stomping on 80-pound fish, and next thing you know, we catch a 160-pounder, 170-pounder, yeah.
That's awesome.
I wanted to see what it was. The boys taped it out and said it was 170, but I wanted to see what it was on the processor scale, just to make sure they taped it right. But,
yeah.
But, you know, yeah, a couple big ones in the mix. And
how were those caught?
Those were the nighttime stuff on the jigs. Yeah.
On the jigs. Which jig are you recommending people to go into Fisherman's Landing and grab if they haven't got it in their box already?
Yeah, what's the tomahawk favorite?
I know that one was caught on the tungsten. I know that one for
sure. Like how big of a tungsten?
Was it a 350?
Oh, jeez. Big one.
What's the gram weight set coming on those? I know it was a tungsten for sure.
Yeah, it's the heaviest tungsten we carry is a 220.
Oh, okay. So it had to have been a tungsten.
Yeah.
I know the West Coast jigs, that was one they kept picking, and it could have been for the color
scheme.
West
Coast HD has been really popular, too, and that's a 350.
Is that a tungsten or no?
Not tungsten, but it's very dense. You know, it's just like
dense.
Short, a little bit shorter, a little bit more round. It's very heavy. You know what I mean? Where, like, the KB Knife jigs are longer and skinnier. Those are shorter and fatter.
Yeah.
I know for sure we had, you know, one on the SK jig, one on the West Coast, and then tungsten for sure. I thought it was a bigger gram, but, yeah, you're correct him. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I like those SKs too. I like selling those SKs to guys because knife jigs are not cheap. You know what I mean? They're not cheap. They're not cheap when they're done right. You know what I mean? Like you can buy one off the rack just about anywhere with a $20 price tag or even lesser on it, but that thing's not going to be right. And exactly what Dave had last night is the reason. If you were stopping on 40 to 80 pounders, you could probably catch that just fine with the regular gear. But then on the same stop, if you hook a 180, stock hooks are probably going to fail. The small leader is going to give you problems. You know, like by the time you're all done, like it takes hanging a $20 set of hooks on those jigs to make them right and things like that. So those SK jigs are nice because in my mind, it's the least expensive knife jig that from the factory comes rigged with appropriate hooks and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
No, I agree.
And so. So how were they rigged? I mean, the ones that, how do you like to have people totally rig the
For that jig reason, as Rick mentioned, it's having it leadered up and all correct, the swivel that we straight tie with the mono shooter. I like doing I've been doing just a 50-foot top shot of mono just to kind of compensate for the, you know, say if there's an error, but it's just a shock. It plays a shock role.
Stretch
versus, you know, anglers come out straight tied to the swivel, but I feel like we lose fish when these fish are feisty because sometimes they are. So having that little bit of shock with that 50 feet of mono and 50 because it's the knowing how deep your jig is with the color spectra or mark spectra. So at least you have that reference. You know, the mono ends at 50 feet and then do your 100 count after that because that was a big one. That was the one I made sure these guys knew that every color that spectra changes, that's 100 feet because, you know, if I'm on the PA saying, hey, fish are 250, fish are 300, it's like, all right, well, guys that don't have their spectra marked, they're dropping and deep into the abyss and not too sure, hoping that they get a bite. So that spectra mark was a big one. And then getting in that right water column, having the correct jig. And I just, you know, I might go a little overboard with the leader stuff. I know I see guys catch plenty of fish with the straight tie, but again, if you stop on one grade of fish and you hook big one like that, I mean, having the right
especially
stuff.
If the weather's up. And
weather, exactly. Yeah. You start getting some good swell and things like that, and it's, a little bit of shock and having the good hooks and good gear, it's
game-changing.
We'll conquer that fish.
And then daytime, how was it yesterday?
We anchored up, you know, did the whole smaller grade stuff and kind of didn't like what we saw. So we shifted back into the daytime zone and it was long drifts. So it was plunker stuff, similar how you do on the anchor, but just drifting. So that was a treat because
lighter line.
We were doing
like 30 pound.
We started with 30 and we hooked a couple bigger fish that were like 50, 60 pound fish and found ourselves fighting a fish for an hour because it was on a little lighter. So then we switched and kind of got 40, 50 pound out there fly lining, which it's a little tougher to fly line, but it's like we got to have the right gear out there.
Smaller hooks,
finesse. Yeah. At least I feel like every angle we're fishing live bait, I try to keep it as small. If just, you know, granted, you stop on a school and only hook one, and in the back of your mind, you're thinking like, let me get a little more finesse,
smaller hooks,
stealth it up a little bit, but yet be strong enough to land that fish. So definitely taking notes of these things when we stop the boat.
For sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. Fresh information here this morning, literally from last night on Let's Talk Hookup.
And just a guy with a background like Dave from fishing small boats, big boats, sport boats. It's just going to be a great show and a lot of fun with a great guy. And we're going to be talking about a great operation with the Tomahawk. And more than anything, we're going to be talking to you. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear you. Back to our regular old phone program from yesterday. So back to the standard call-in number, which is 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hook Up. Or send us a text. Man, the text came pouring through before the show even started this morning. Some great questions lined up for Captain Dave. And if you want to send in a text, we would love to have you do that. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download, easy to find, and the only way you can text in your questions to Let's Talk Hookup is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure that you include your name and your phone number, little contact info with your text message, just in case you win the big prize at the end of the show today. And man, what an opportunity.
What a prize, huh?
Are we giving away
thanks
for
to
one
Dave.
Lucky caller. No doubt, Dave. It was very, very cool and so generous of you to do for one of our lucky callers or texters. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on a day and a half trip on board the Tomahawk. A day and a half.
Day and a half. It's a weekday trip,
yes.
Good, but it's good through 2025.
Yes.
There you go.
So you'll have a lot to choose from, either the remaining of this year or next year.
Well, I want to go right now, basically.
Yeah, I would say.
Those guys got right now, but what an amazing opportunity, and Dave, that's really generous. Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
What a cool thing. Again, if you want to get your shot at that, or better yet, just get your chance to talk to Captain Dave, get your questions answered, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norsklithium.com. That's NORSKlithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see North Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why North Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time already this morning. Phones are packed. Texts are pouring through.
Yeah.
No doubt when you have the captain of the Tomahawk in here, it's a busy day.
If you're watching the cam on YouTube and Facebook Live, I have it still up there, and the role player is pulling out their unload and heading for the fuel dock probably.
I would bet so.
Reload and go catch some more fish.
Yeah, and those guys are always tricky. You know, big days like this, all of a sudden you'll turn around like, man, where's the RP? Like, all the people are still here. And, like, you realize they had already, like, fueled and then baited up. While everybody's loading passengers, they slid out underneath everybody, fully baited up, came back through, back up
right.
The guys, and all of a sudden they boogie and, like, somehow got a jump. Like,
yeah. But now you can see the Tomahawk on the cam, too, in the background, which is cool because they moved. But I will say this. talk about processors. And there was an issue, and this is something really important for people to understand. Each individual person needs to have a reservation with the processor when you're going fishing. It's
yes.
not if you have a charter, you can't make it for the whole group with one reservation,
and
right?
On busy days, and that's I think that's what we're seeing this morning. Busy days, so it puts pressure on the processors when there's, you know, not enough of room for what they can hold or do for that day because of how many.
When the RP comes in, it's
exactly,
a busy day.
Exactly. And that's been the tough thing is for us on these trips, it's, you know, we would fillet, but when there's only one or two anglers that want their fish filleted, and say it might get mentioned later in the trip when all the fish are buried, you know, that was kind of the tough angle of, like, we have to pull everyone's fish out, and, you know.
You're trying to preserve quality.
Trying to preserve quality. So that was the tough side of it is I'd like for people to go to the processor just on the note that the quality you get back, it's vacuum sealed. It's not in a Ziploc with blood in the corner.
Such
because
good quality.
That's it. I mean, you pay the good money to come out fishing, you have a good time, and one less thing to worry about. I feel like that's making progress.
And it's not cheap to have it done right,
but
it's worth it.
It's worth it.
I had a piece of Patrick G. went on a trip down below and shared some tuna with me we had it the other night.
Yellowfin?
Unbelievable.
It's
so good when it's done by Fisherman's Processing.
That's
it's just like you pull it out of the package and it's ready to go.
There it is.
You had mentioned a little bit before, too, that you came up under some of, like, the very best in terms of fish handling with JJ and Brian, and you know, I know you did the Star. Like, what are those things? Like, what are the fish handling things that, like, set it apart from... You know, I know that you've always stressed that every time you've been on here. You guys are a premium product. Like, that's your biggest focus. Like, what does it take to keep it premium?
Step one is trying to get the headshot. I mean, some of these nighttime fish, I feel like we find ourselves just needing to get a gaff in it because they're feisty or, you know, going. But headshots, of course, that's I always try to stress on that just to make sure, you know, preserve. So that gaff hole in the meat, sometimes you gaff them in the meat. That's just like, hey, we wanted this fish on the boat. I think we can
fish on the boat
that
more
out. Exactly. And that, and, you know, once it gets on the boat, spike them, bleed them, gill and gut them, and throughout that whole fish's life on the boat, only one side of the fish hitting the deck, and keep the good side up.
Really?
You know, whether it's photos or just at least one side of the deck or one side of the fish on the deck. And what the boys are good at, and again, just making sure they have the idea and reason why, not just saying, hey, do it. But midday, jumping in the fish hole, shifting those fish. It's a spray brine system, 32 degrees, 30 degrees for a couple of these longer 2.5-3 day trips. But jumping down there and shifting those fish. I mean, it's, you know, Raymond at Fisherman's Processing had mentioned, whatever you guys are doing, keep doing it.
And really?
Raymond
says it, man.
I might even mention that in the seminar, just being proud and giving the boys compliment.
Right.
And even Brian Kierhart called and said, man, I'm right here at the processor looking at the fish that came off your boat. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh,
so
that's rad.
These little tidbit, you know, that'll boys. You know, it's nice to get every once in a while. Like,
yeah,
right,
for sure.
It is. Practicing something good here. Preaching something good.
It's a good thing, for
that's
sure.
It. And then yeah, the whole gill and gut too. Whether it's me down there gill and gut, and, you know, it's I still got the itch. I need to get down there,
yeah,
and show the nice skills. But yeah, overall, I think some good fish quality coming off.
And can you gill and gut that fish without turning it over?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Man, absolutely. Yeah.
You're good.
There's the one cut, the magic cut, that will definitely take you from good to an all-star.
That is such an impressive thing to watch a crew, like, you know, a well-oiled machine like the Tomahawk, like how simple they make that task look. And then you're on your skiff, like, okay, I got this, man. I watched Dave do this 100 times. Not that big of a deal. Rip the gill plates open, make a couple of cuts, cut the bottom, and like, here we go, pull it out. Like, hacking away.
It's a lot harder than it looks.
I'm still attached somewhere, man. This thing's not coming up. Foot in the mouth, pulling on gill rakers, can't get the thing to move. Like,
that'll get you.
And then you look over, and Dave's just like, sip. Okay, it's hollow, it's clean. Scrub it out, put it down. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
That's it.
Very impressive.
Phones are packed, Rick. Let's jump into it.
Got it, man. How about we start it off this morning with John? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. John, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always. Dave, I'll be coming out end of the month, leave on the 29th, come back on the the 27th, to come back on the 29th on a 2-day, bringing my brother-in-law with me. Can't wait. But you have a trip middle of October. It's a 3-day. Leaves on a Friday. I think comes back either on a Sunday or a Monday. Didn't have very many people on it. What would be your minimum that you would will be willing to go out on?
You know, the number, it's been 12 is the minimum number, and I'll make sure I mention that to the landing, at least to put it in the little trip slot on, info about the trip. But 12 is kind of that happy number of, you know, things are going to even out.
You're not going to make any money, but you're not going to go backwards either.
Exactly. And I feel like, once we get a few people on it, that's when we start getting movement. I mean, I'm just speculating, but, you know, you see a trip that doesn't have many people on it, it's like, all right, well, that one's not going to get out. But seeing a few spots taken, I mean, it has to start somewhere. So,
yeah. Plus a 3-day on your boat in October with what likely will be good weather, and that's seeing it. This uptrend in fishing continue, I'll bet that goes, no doubt.
That's it. Yep, exactly. But, 12 is the minimum.
All right. Hey, you have a great day. Thanks a lot for the call, by the way, John.
I dug this one. It said, hey, question for Dave. I'm very interested in fishing on the Tomahawk. I've been watching the amazing work you guys put into the boat, and it really shows beautiful how different it is from when Dave took over till when Dave took over. Can you share a little bit more about the accommodations and features of your boat and when you expect the 2025 schedule to be released? Can't wait to go fishing with you. Dan from Pomona.
Ooh, I like it. It has a big galley, and the cook we have puts out great food. It just, the sauce is
now, are the
up with.
Food included in the trip?
It varies for the longer 2.5-day, 3-day trips. It is, but one thing fishermen, you know, the guys that helped me get this boat did for me, it's for the meal plan. It's, we kind of veered away from the meals included, just because they said they wanted me to succeed, they wanted to help me out, so keeping that separate, so, you know, people who take percentages from the boat,
right,
you know, at least helps me get more established. So the meal plan thing, at least getting that number to the angler passenger, is cheaper than if it was included. So
right,
just they're helping me, they want me to succeed.
So you can buy an optional meal plan on every trip on the boat.
Dana has, sometimes we do meal plans, it varies. But the meal plan, it saves you a few bucks, and I mean, if you plan on eating all three meals, which I'm sure you will once you see what starts getting put out, then there's the angle there. Versus some overnights it's just the open galley, kind of the old textbook way. But the meal plans are helping. It tells the cook how much he needs to cook, portions. Totally. It's like all this stuff's relevant. Accommodations, big galley. I mean, double wide bunks on all the outer parts of the bunk room. So that's always nice, too. Room for your gear, double wide bunk.
And they're huge. I mean,
they're pretty
it's
huge.
A true
really
double wide. Like,
spread
they're,
eagle
they're
for
very
sure.
Big.
Yeah, absolutely. One shower in the starboard head, 600-gallon fresh water. Hold a good amount of bait. We have 2 bow tanks, 3 stern tanks. It's 200 swings of bait, and for a short range boat, I mean,
that's a lot of bait.
It is, and of course, still bait management. I mean, we're still keeping tabs on it, throwing bait when we need to, have to, want to. So, bait capacity is there. Fish holds big, sprays cold, 30, 32 degrees. Sweet. I think overall, the wide sides of the boat, nice stern.
Yeah, the sides of the boat.
Sides are nice.
There's no having to turn your body to get by somebody on that boat.
Exactly.
On the Tomahawk. It's pretty amazing.
And it all riddles even better. It makes sense when you step on the boat. I see what you're saying. Now, AC's pump cold.
Yeah.
It's... Nice. All this stuff matters.
Now, Rory in Lakeside has a similar question. It says, good morning, boys. Question for Captain Ibrahim. I want to charter the boat with some family and friends. How far can we book a three-day trip? Does it take a deposit or full price to grab the date? Had a chance to check out the boat one day and at the docks and looks great.
Thank you. He wants to charter a three-day trip.
Give us the rundown on how he does that.
It's a call, Fisherman's Landing.
Can he book it for next year already? Oh, you can?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I'd almost rather have that so when I do go to make the schedule, it's open party around the charters. I mean, once you have the core dates, you know what to work with, what you have to work with, because, you know, I'd like to build up this operation. And if it means gathering charters earlier than me when I put the schedule out, then let's work around the charter dates versus just me and you put a bunch of dates together.
And what kind of deposit do you need?
It's usually a half deposit.
50%?
50%, at least to get those dates locked in. And then, of course, the variables of meals. And every charter has a little different criteria, but at least getting those dates locked in with a deposit and...
You can decide the finite stuff later on, but you get that. You just want to get that date set.
And if it means rental gear, you know, things like that, of course, coordinating with Fisherman's Landing, because the tough side is I'm on the boat every day, so...
Right.
Fisherman's Landing has been backing me up and been great at it and handling it.
Yeah.
Handling the HR stuff and just bookkeeping and giving them a call, touching base with them, getting your name on the calendar.
Definitely. Yeah, so that's the best thing to do.
That's the
call Fisherman's Landing,
619-221-8500.
Just say, hey, I want to charter the Tomahawk for 3 days in June 18th of 2025.
Yeah. Yes, and then I'll even take the extra step going there and make sure they know exactly, and it's on their radar. Calls do start coming in. So just keeping everything
up to date. Get the date down.
I promise you, you better get down now or else. Straight over there.
Like Pete said, too, like this boat is just like on that crazy trajectory. Like this is just going to be one of those things where you need to get your charter time locked in and be that guy that has, you know, hey, we do the third week in July every year, same time. Like, if you want that spot, like, they're going fast.
And that's it, too. Even with this year, I know there's been a couple charters where they want to lock in the same date for them next year, and that's priority. So if they charter the boat and they like those days, they want to charter those exact same days the next year, it's as simple as me.
But they've got to lock that in as soon as their charter is finished.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah. They can't say, oh, I'll let you know in September if they have a charter.
They have to lock it in because they have someone else. I mean, I feel like priority, and I'm trying to still figure out the allotted time for them wanting to get those days and giving them something. That's not like, hey, right now. I get it. You know, we all have things we have to coordinate. I get that. So I got to come up with at least that grace period.
Sure.
You have till this day.
Yeah.
Just because... You know, we just want to make sure trying to please everything.
It's not an easy game.
It's a toughie.
Yeah, well, let's get back into the phones. Again, we're back to our normal number, 213-432-1090. JP, our main man, is standing by at the phones for you.
We got a lot of time, but good luck getting through right now.
Yeah, but you'll get through. We're giving away a day and a half trip on the Tomahawk out of Fisherman's
Landing. How cool is that?
Yeah,
awesome.
Sure.
Yeah, especially with this crazy good fishing going on right now. Let's jump right back into it. Talk to Tom. Tom calls from University City. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I had a couple questions about fishing the Tanner Bank on the anchor, which I have not done. One is, how deep is it? And the other is, what are a couple tips for guys that haven't done that compared to drifting? What are a couple of tips for that type of fishing?
So it gets shallow. It gets shallow, I'd say, for what we fish. You know, I'd say 120 feet to, 300 feet. There's just shallow and then the drop off. And it's one of these gigs you're driving around, you're checking out fish sign, maybe, but, you know, using your binoculars, glassing around. And it's a lot has to do with current tide. And, you know, it's one thing you use is how other boats are laid when it comes to anchoring, because how they're laid on anchor, that's how you're going to lay, looking to see where their lines angle off the boat. So definitely taking tabs on that. And it's, if you see some fish, I mean, how that bank works is if you see fish, drop your anchor. If it's good bottom, it's knowing your fish finder, knowing if you're going to anchor up in the mud or hard bottom. And it just learning the fish finder, because that good fish finder, good transducer, you're able to gather this info, at least on the anchoring side of it, and correct anchor gear. Because, you know, even us, our big boats, we drag, you know, it's swelly out there. We drag. So knowing anchor, having the good fish finder to tell if it's hard bottom or mud, and learning the currents. Like there's different ways. I mean, I feel like, it's taken, definitely some dissecting it to figure out current sometimes, because sometimes it's slack, so current, anchoring up in the right stuff, if there's boats out there, taking tabs on them, put all those together and find yourself feeling better about anchoring up.
What's on the bottom, meaning hard bottom or mud, does that matter in terms of where the fish set up, or is that only about your anchor gear holding the boat in place?
I feel like we see fish in mud and hard bottom. Okay. It's when you see that fish on the up and down, if it's a couple fish, guys will drop their anchor, yeah, and it just gathers. That once that fish gets on that bank, it filters in and little flurries, and getting your anchor down and fishing. I mean, if you're a target, you're established. So versus drifting. I mean, yes, you could do long drifts. Yes, you could catch fish that way, but I feel like we get some bigger hits when we're established.
Gotta get on you.
That's it.
Now,
that's
yesterday's show with the guys from Two Fish Jigs and Matt Brawler from the San Diego, he was talking about anchoring up at the Coronado Islands and getting rocked by bluefin. Of course, a lot shallower. Do you ever get rocked at Tanner Bank?
I can't say that.
No,
to be honest,
just deep enough.
Just deep enough.
Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah, it's a different breed down there.
And it drops off quickly.
It drops off, yeah. I mean, it's a pretty decent sized shallow, and it's, there's just, we see fish off the edge, and it's just trying to figure out what these fish are doing. But those binoculars, I mean, there's so many factors into making a catch out here. Moving parts and having good binoculars to keep tabs on stuff, look for bird life, fish boils, and bait. You get the smaller boats, having bait, capacity.
Gotta have the bait.
But yeah, it's a different breed of anchoring at those Coronado. So yeah, definitely more power to those guys.
They
have a
lot of different factors involved there. So when you're talking about meter marks, are you talking about on your sonar or you're up and down?
Up and down. I mean, we see stuff on the sonar, but when you're getting over fish marks on your up and down, I feel even better about dropping anchor in an area.
Okay.
Because it's like, all right, these things are scattered out and it has the potential to build, definitely. But, yeah, seeing it on the sonar first for us. But for guys that don't have sonar, I mean, use what you got.
Yeah.
Use your tools.
For sure. Hey, we had a great text come through. This one's good. Good morning, guys. We had to cancel a charter on a different boat last year, so several of us were able to jump on an open party trip on the Tomahawk. Captain Dave and his crew impressed us so much that we've moved all of our charters to them for this year. Can't wait to see you again October 1st. That's Tony Russo and Hesperia.
Oh, nice.
Looking forward to it.
Nice comment.
Sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, lots more phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, we've been talking about that new Talica A. And now with the addition of the 20 and 25, so many new great features. The lower low gear, super cool.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah, I mean, they're awesome. The new 20 and 25 both have new handles. The new 20 has the same shape of that handle knob, great for jigging and live bait fishing and fitting your hand, but it's larger, so it fits in your hand a little better. The 25 is switched to a power style handle. You mentioned the best of low, low gear, that a new Infinity drag system.
That Infinity drag system's amazing. So it's a dual drag system that increases cranky power by up to 40%.
Wild.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the new handle design on the 25.
The 20 and the 25 both have new handles.
Right.
The 20, you almost don't look at it and you don't realize in the case because it's the same shape, but it's a larger version, so it fits in your hand a lot better. You can really get your hand on it better. 25 is completely different shape altogether.
That's what you guys use for rental gear, right?
That's it.
Yeah, that's a fisherman's land of rental gear.
Exactly, yeah.
Talica series, man.
That worked like a dream.
They're powerhouses, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Check them out. The new Talica A series, now in 12, 16, 20, and 25 at your local Shimano dealer.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water, the culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life, to achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide, rule the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning with Captain Dave. Been a very busy morning on the phone, but like Pete said, still tons of time to get you through. That's 213-432-1090.
Yeah, for sure. Time for the catch report.
That it is, man. And today it's sponsored by our great friends at Summit. Hey, Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know that Summit also is the great place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? How about this? 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice, or $3.99 for 25 pounds with as many as you want. Yeah, it's not a 20-pounder. It's a 25-pounder, and it's $3.99. It is the cheapest ice in town. You get as many of those as you want. That's half the price of many others. Plus, you get the 100 pounds of free ice anytime you fill up with 35 gallons, which we can't even run to La Jolla without that. So 100 pounds of free ice went to the 35-gallon fill. They have sold Kirkland products lesser than the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents and so much more. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always those low, low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start off our catch report at Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning for you?
Brian.
Good. Hey, super quick report here for us. You know, mellow week centered around some decent sand bass fishing. You know, we're still seeing a good amount of that fish over some hard bottom spots here, both above and below our harbor. Both the half-day and three-quarter-day boats have had some good shots of that stuff this week. Just classic traditional approaches to sand bass was you know, what worked well for our guys this week. So sliding egg sinkers, Carolina rigs, dropper loops, all that stuff fished well. Some nice fish on the artificial lures as well. You know, kind of get set up on that stuff. It's down at the bottom, and as, you know, we get chumming and get that stuff up off the bottom, then the guys kind of went to some fly line stuff and caught some nice calico bass mixed in with that sand bass. But again, it was just super easy, traditional style stuff. Guys catching some sheephead as well if they wanted to drop some shrimp down, that kind of stuff. So mellow week, fly line sardines. You know, we did catch a little bit of bass in the kelp, both above and below the half-day and three-quarter-day zones, but it was just kind of off there in the kelp. Good condition. The water was nice, 70 degrees, some good current. Just stuff, for whatever reason, that stuff didn't want to bite too well. Over at Clemente, you know, it was a little slower week there as well. You know, still some opportunities at that yellowtail, but definitely a condition-dependent scenario for those guys. Bass fishing was okay there as well in the kelp. and over some structure. And then the bluefin zone, obviously didn't get a whole lot of coverage from our guys this week with the weather kind of keeping us out of there. There was some of that bluefin caught up the back of Catalina there between there and Clemente. A couple of our six-pack boats, the Lexi and the Current, got in on some of that a day or two this week. And, you know, in some of that same zone, they're still seeing some of that marlin. That marlin seems to be all over the place. Each of those boats had a fish caught and released this week for their guys. So it was kind of a cool little, you know, gear shift for them to drag some jigging around and get in on some of that. So much cooler weather for us this week. We'll see what, you know, we have to work with as well. But, again, it's been condition-dependent for us here for sure. Half and three quarter day fishing, so just kind of had to poke around and see what we can find. And there was a little bit of rumor, some yellowfin on some dolphin close to home too in a couple different zones, so we'll kind of keep an eye on that as we're, you know, to and from Catalina this week. And, you know, we have been making some loops in the morning getting out to the 267 a day or two. Some of our guys are making that loop before they come in and fish bass just to kind of keep that little stretch of water on us too. So a little bit of talk of some of that around, so we'll keep the jigs out and see if we can, you know, stumble into some of that. And maybe it'll be kind of a welcome little shot as well. So give us a jingle here if you want to hop on a boat this week. Our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, by linking us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page or directly at DanaWharf.com.
Awesome, man. Great great info, some good biting fish, and some good options here going forward with the week, too. Great report, Willie, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Cool, guys. Thanks for that. We will talk to you then. Have a good week.
Willie, appreciate that, Willie. Well, let's jump into the phones while we're waiting for the surf guru, Gundy Gunnarsson.
That sounds good to me. How about we talk to Jim? He's called us from National City this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, Rick, Pete. How you doing, David? Me and David go back. Well, yeah, we've gone. I fished with David for about 25 years. I fished with him on the American. Yeah, good, brother. And about 6 weeks ago, I fished on his boat with a bunch of my friends. We had a great time, got limits. It was real good. But what I wanted to say about David is, like I said, we go back 25 years ago, and we almost lost David to the Coast Guard. Lucky for the sport fishing industry, we didn't, because I'll tell you, we got a real good a guy with a lot of integrity, you know. I got a 12-year-old granddaughter who loves to fish, and my main concern nowadays is safety. And I can tell you that David is one of the most concerned people as far as safety and the engineering of his boat. He's been on there 2 years. He knows every screw, nut, bolt, wrench. The guy is thorough and very safety conscious, and a great fisherman. Oh yeah, there are a lot of great fishermen out there, but he's got integrity. And Dave, it's been a pleasure knowing you, fishing with you for 25 years, brother.
Wow. Thank you, Jim. That goes a long way.
Cool,
very nice. You. Hey, thanks for the call, Jim. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning. I have a great text here that came in from Dean. He's calling from the 805, so up there in the Ventura, Santa Barbara area there. He says, I'm Dean, and when you're looking at tuna and other fish on the sonar, how much time does it take to figure out what size species the fish is that you're looking at?
Ooh. So, I mean, sonar, it's all about the angle these things are swimming at. You know, you see them on the sonar, you turn the boat at them, and you'd like to think you get the good judgment there on the sonar, which, yes, you can sometimes, but I feel like when you get over the top of them with the up and down, your fish finder, that's when you're a little better able to see the size of it. And there's variables, whether you're going fast or going slow, like they mark up a little differently, but I feel like seeing it on the sonar, turning on it, getting over the top of it, and at least getting the better idea when you're over the top of it on the up and down.
So you can tell the size?
Yes.
Can you
yes.
tell a difference between a bluefin and a yellowfin?
That's the tough one.
I was going to say, how would you do that?
Oh, man. I wish I could jump out and we could call it. But, I mean, it's all area, situational. You know, when you're in certain areas, you feel like it's going to be this species. And then, of course, the best sign, getting them on the boat. But, yeah, getting over the top of them with the fish finders is the better way.
That's cool.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that text. And let's continue our catch report, I believe. No, I guess we missed them.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the surf guru. Yeah. But I had another great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. My question is for Captain Dave. I always hear the term that some anglers get labeled as fishy. What are some of the techniques anglers need to practice to become one of those guys that Captain Dave is talking about, saying, man, that's a really fishy passenger?
God, it's putting in the rail time, of course. Bait selection and you know, investing and having the correct gear. I mean, at least that's the beginning steps. But I mean, being on the water, changing your bait, listening to the crew. It's you know, we stress it enough. You hear me on the PA when fishing on the Tomahawk, and you know, whether it's follow your lines or hey, change your bait. I know you guys have been out there for a while. It's being at the bait tank, having the best bait possible, having the correct gear. The correct jigs, correct, you know, it's all connected somehow, some way. But, you know, asking questions, seeing, you know, a fish comes over the rail, say it's a knife jig fish, and taking the extra steps to where you see that fish has a jig in his mouth, it's like, what jig did he get it on? And taking note to, like, little tidbits of information can at least get you in a better chance to catch a fish.
Making sure that you communicate with your passengers and say, hey, this one was caught. We're catching them on this.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I mean, it's putting in the rail time.
Yeah.
Putting in the rail time.
Time on the water, right? That's it.
So many people underutilize the single best source of information that exists, and it's the crew on the boat that you're going fishing on. You know, like, everybody loves to do all their research and their homework before they go. That's half the fun. You're checking reports, and you're calling the tackle stores, and you're reading all the internet posts and all those things to get yourself fired up and get yourself in the ballpark. But things change all the time, and, like, as soon as you step on that boat, like, that's the biggest value of your ticket is you get to talk to the crew that was there that night. Like, they took the hook out of every fish that got caught.
You know, hot off the press.
You want to talk about hook size, like, talk to the guy that was taking them out of a fish, not the guy
who was opinion. Which was what Dave was doing last night.
Exactly.
And yesterday, right?
I mean, we talked about, you know, what hook styles you like on your knife jig, top or bottom, this hook, that. Talk to those guys, man. They're the ones that take the hooks out of things. Like, the success is marked by those guys.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we were referring to yesterday's show with the guys from Two Fish Jigs, and we had a couple technical difficulties, but we got it all worked out on our podcast. So the audio portion, thanks to Adam, did a phenomenal job editing and such like that. So those podcasts are up and ready to go on the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you want to download them and listen to them on your way to work, great show yesterday.
That was
like today.
Fun.
Today's going to be fantastic. It's fantastic. And then, of course, on Facebook and YouTube Live, you can access those 7:24 anytime too. But you know, if you missed yesterday's show, you want to go back and listen.
Yeah,
both of these shows this weekend are super important information.
That was really cool with the jig guys having, you know, Bodan, who, like, came from the, you know, tinker building, shaping, manufacturing side, and then Brandon and Matt Brawla from, like, the expertise of, like, putting it to use, like, the collection of those three. That was a really fun
thing. I mean, you have the world's greatest fisherman, you have one of the world's greatest jig makers, and then one of the world's best captains locally here with Matt Brawla. It was like a pretty solid trio. Pretty solid,
fun.
For sure.
No doubt. Well, hey, we're going to continue with our get sport with the most solid surf fisherman around, and that's Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. What up, Gundy?
What's up, gents? How's it going today?
Doing great.
Good
morning.
Hey, you know, last week it was really good, and then certain stretches slowed down again this week. I guess that's the fate this summer is just to deal with inequalities. You know, it's just it's conditions. But as slow as it was up in Santa Barbara, the fishing went red hot up there, and then on the southern section from LA Harbor down, it slowed down. So, you know, I don't have any logic for it. I just report it. So here we go. Like I said, uneven fishing this week. Pretty good conditions. You know, warm water. We're up to 72, 73 in sections. Clean water, but, you know, not really a consistent bite. The best fishing, like I said, was off Santa Barbara, Ventura. Lots of species there. But the fishing LA Harbor south, little tough. And, you know, everyone told me it was just a tons of sand crabs. You know, unlike what we've seen all summer, and lots of small ones. So, you know, my hunch is that these fish are kind of gorging on those sand crabs, and they're just a little bit off the bite. So we got a full moon coming up, so keep that in mind. And keep in mind how quick it can turn around, like off Santa Barbara. The Bonita showed up in big numbers, according to Hook, Line, Sinker, and they're nice fish, like 2 to 3 pound fish. They're catching them off the Goleta Pier, but also from the harbor south, they were popping up in the surf line. We talked a little bit about some anchovies showing up on the beach, and this was the case there too. Those Bonita are pushing anchovy schools right into the surf line, and the guys are getting after them with spoons, like cold snipers, crocodiles, laser minnows, that sort of thing. You know, you want to fish a little heavier string when you throw those things. The best fishing's been early. The fish have been popping early and then popping late. There are also a few Corbina off the Oceanside Pier. I mean, a few Bonita off the Oceanside Pier. That's something to keep your eye on, too. But up in Santa Barbara, the Corbina went on a bite, and it was really good fishing. 2 to 3 fish the guys were catching in a session. Carpinteria to Ventura was probably the best stretch there. Clean water, warm water, everything you're looking for. And then they also had an 8-pound striped bass there off the Ventura River mouth. Those things have been around all summer. Wiley's reported good action off Santa Monica, a nice mix of Corbina, perch, croakers, all on sand crabs. A shop regular had a morning session with 6 perch, 8 croaker, yellowfin, and 2 Corbina, which is a nice little fishing morning. LA Harbor, Long Beach, slow, scratch fishing. Orange County beaches, and like I said, better fishing off North County beaches. I'd say Oceanside Jetty, Army Navy, South Carlsbad, centering on that section. Not red hot, but there are some nice quality fish up to 4 pounds in there. And, you know, when you've got a situation with all those little sand crabs, sometimes it's not a bad idea to just go completely different and throw a ghost shrimp out there, an innkeeper worm, a blood worm, something exotic that might make them, you know, turn their head. Because the guys are saying they've seen plenty of fish, just not a lot of takers.
Good dope,
yeah,
Gundy.
Really good dope. And Gundy Gunnison, surf guru extraordinaire, you are fantastic. We appreciate that great, complete report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Have a nice week.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that. Hey, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Don't forget to check out surffishtackle.com for all the newest in surf fishing gear, and fishthesurf.com. That's the website that helps you make a better angler from the beach. When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a whole lot more of your phone calls and texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hideaway Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hideaway Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgeofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgeofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Range fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.